It's to 8. The United States is sending 300 military advisers to Iraq to try to stop the country sliding further into civil war. And President Obama said he is ready for targeted military action on insurgents from ISIS. But he is not prepared to send combat troops. So what difference will it make? We'll hear from a former US general in a moment. But first, what are the troops who've already served there? Here's our Washington correspondent, Aleem McBall.
Forward! March!
This week, it's 150 years since the founding of Arlington National Cemetery. A ceremony to honour the country's war dead has been held there to mark the occasion. Within it lies what's become known as America's Saddest Acre, Section 60, where most graves are of those killed in Iraq. In total, America lost nearly 4,500 of its soldiers there.
Honour, courage and commitment. We are first to fight.
I stand ready to deploy, engage, and destroy the enemies of the United States of America in close combat. I am an American soldier.
I lost my friend to a roadside bomb middle of the night near Tal Afar with shrapnel wounds in the back of the head. He bled out on the side of the road.
In 2004, Matt Southworth served in Mosul, one of the cities recently overrun by ISIS extremists.
It's really interesting to think back, especially as events in Iraq today unfold, about my time there. I was 19 years old. I didn't know much about Iraq itself, let alone how to find it on a map. But yet there I was, a young person with a belief that we could help the Iraqis, that we could bring freedom and democracy to that country. We did the exact opposite.
He doesn't think there should be any U.S. military involvement in Iraq again. While the president hasn't totally ruled that out, it's clear he too feels his own country has a lot to answer for.
Recent days have reminded us of the deep scars left by America's war in Iraq. Here at home, Iraq sparked vigorous debates and intense emotions in the past, and we've seen some of those debates resurface. But what's clear from the last decade is the need for the United States to ask hard questions before we take action abroad.
You know, I wouldn't mind going back over there. Me and my wife actually had a little discussion Sunday. You know, if I was able to, I would sign back up.
Some Iraq veterans like Jacob Edwards feel utterly insulted by the sentiment that America's invasion caused the problems of today. And he's angry at others who served in Iraq who questioned the war.
They joined the military and it wasn't everything that they wanted it to be. To me, suck it up, okay? That's the whole thing. You've got to suck it up and you've got to actually determine whether or not you want to make a sacrifice for the right thing or you want to just, you know, focus on yourself. The United States is still considered a world superpower. We have established that role and we have established the role of the world police. And we have to step up and do that.
For Jacob, the best way to honour the dead is to go back to Iraq and finish the job. He doesn't blame the invasion, but the way the Obama administration handled the withdrawal, not leaving American troops to help keep the country stable.
I just know that when my son's curled up in the corner, or I'm having to follow him, or I'm sitting down at the VA hospital waiting because he wants to hang himself, then I don't know what the hell's going on. I just know that my son is suffering and I'm tired of it.
Tim Kaler flew from California to Washington to give this impassioned appeal about his son Ryan, who'd served in Iraq and had serious mental health issues as a result.
My biggest fear is, like, you know, that with what's going on right now, that we're going to forget about the veterans again. And we're going to go back to the finger pointing. Who started this? Who did this? Who did this? You know? And that's my concern. I just don't want them forgotten. I just want them taken care of.
With huge problems having recently been exposed in the way American veterans are treated when they return, Mr. Kaler's not alone in feeling the only real way to honor those who died in Iraq is not to rush into a new battle, but to look after those who returned from the last one.
Aleem McBall reporting there. Well, after the 2003 invasion by the US and its allies, General Jay Garner was the first man to be given the job of running the country. He was replaced after only a month. I asked him what he thought about the president's plan to send 300 military advisers.
First of all, I don't know what you can do with 300 advisors. I mean, Baghdad is a monumentally huge place, and he's